I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. As the Omicron variant of the coronavirus spreads in Alaska, state public health officials say their systems for monitoring and responding continue to adapt to the latest science, the needs of Alaskans, and the resources available. The state's decision to end free COVID-19 lab tests for travelers at airports was just one piece of that. The state has contracts ending on January 31st that let travelers at many Alaska airports get free lab tests for COVID-19. It's part of a wider push to use more rapid, at-home test kits in general, which impacts other public health systems officials have been using to manage the pandemic.
And so this is part of communicating and sharing with this public the transition that we are going through.
That's Heidi Hedberg, the director of the state's Division of Public Health. She used the word transition 7 times during our interview. The upshot of home rapid tests is they're faster, more convenient, and much less expensive than lab tests. The downside is that these tests, you might hear them called antigen tests, aren't as sensitive. So you're really supposed to use both tests in a given kit over 36 hours to be confident about a negative result. Also,
there is no easy mechanism for that individual to report their positive test.
So a case caught through a home test is only captured in the state's pandemic data if it's voluntarily reported. And that means case count data won't necessarily be complete. But state epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says lab tests aren't going away, which do feed into the state's case counts. That data is still valuable to track case trends over shorter periods of time. To assess risk, there's other data, which the state intends to keep reporting.
The data on hospitalization and death really won't change. That will still be, robust data that we will use to help also monitor morbidity and mortality rates.
In Juneau, for example, the head of the city's pandemic response says he's putting more weight on how burdened the medical system is. Early on in the pandemic, high case counts necessarily meant higher hospitalizations and deaths. But at this point, more effective treatments are available, and vaccines and prior infections mean there are fewer severe cases. In other words, communities can tolerate higher case counts now than they could in 2020. The convenience of home test kits also comes with the responsibility of tracing one's own contacts.
We're really relying heavily on Alaskans to do the right thing with respect to self-isolation if they're positive, following the guidance there, and then notifying their own close contacts if they do come up positive so that their close contacts can appropriately quarantine if they're unvaccinated.
The supply of home tests has shot up over the last year, but so has demand.
We also know that there's going to be a limited supply chain constraints on occasion. That's just part of this pandemic and what we have been experiencing over the past 2 years. I anticipate that that's going to continue in 2022.
Hedberg says retailers also have home kits for sale and more market options may be coming.
We've heard from a lot of the private sector that they're interested in really establishing their own business and offering these antigen tests at low costs, which is really great because from a public health standpoint, we want to ensure that there is access to testing.
Meanwhile, the total confirmed count of COVID-19 cases caused by the fast-spreading Omicron variant in Alaska is up to 6 as of Tuesday afternoon.
We're bracing for an Omicron wave. Many states in the U.S. are already dealing with a substantial Omicron wave. Our hope is to get through that wave as quickly as we can. The best way to prepare for it is to get vaccinated if you're not already vaccinated, to get boosted, get a booster dose of the vaccine if you're eligible.
McLaughlin says it's also time to step up our masking practices.
With masking, probably just a single layer cloth face covering is not really going to be good enough to help prevent infection. It might help a little bit. Certainly when somebody's coughing or sneezing, it really does trap those larger respiratory droplets from getting out into the air. But it's better to have a 2-ply mask.
McLaughlin says it's important that masks fit well. The better the fit, the better the filtration. For crowded, high-risk situations, McLaughlin recommends N95 respirators, which are no longer in short supply. There have been some indications that the Omicron variant may be less dangerous than earlier variants, but McLaughlin says it's too soon to conclude that. At some point, McLaughlin says these coronaviruses will eventually become endemic, meaning
it will be a part of the whole group of respiratory viruses that we deal with on a regular basis. We will eventually develop such a high level of prior immunity through vaccination and through prior infection. The virus will likely continue to morph and change over time. The hope is that it will change in the direction of becoming less and less virulent over time.
But McLaughlin and Hedberg say for the foreseeable future, the state's emergency management systems are not scaling back, just transitioning. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.